The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com. Promo code WIN125.
You're listening to In My Opinion with Denton Day on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Denton Day.
Back here, in my opinion, with Denton Day. Time to talk about the Los Angeles Rams just a little bit more. With me from the Turf Show Times and managing editor is Joe McAtee. Joe, thanks for joining me. How are you this morning?
Doing good. Good morning, Denton.
So the Rams hosting the Green Bay Packers this week. Aaron Rodgers is definitely the best quarterback this team has played. What are they going to do to possibly contain Mr. Rodgers today?
Yeah, it's going to be an impressive test. It's interesting. I think you got to start up front. The Rams have Aaron Donald, probably the best defensive player in the NFL, reigning defensive player of the year from 2017. 4 sacks last week. He's coming off a really impressive performance. It's probably going to start up front with him, but I think the thing that they've got to do is really cover better. They've had a couple weeks where they didn't deal with wide receivers well. And if you can't deal with wide receivers, let alone Aaron Rodgers, he's going to put up a big day against you. They got to cover things in the secondary.
So would you say that at this point, I know they're 7-0, so they don't really have a glaring weakness, but would you say that the defensive backfield is their biggest weakness at this point?
It's probably been the most inconsistent. If we were going to point to a weakness, I'd look at the linebackers. They don't have a great edge rush for a 3-4. When you look at Wade Phillips, the defensive coordinator for the Rams, some of his defenses over history, he's always had that premier edge rusher. With Dallas, it was, you know, DeMarcus Ware. With Denver, it was Von Miller. He doesn't have that guy yet with the Rams. I wouldn't be surprised if they find that guy for him in 2019, but they don't have that yet. And then up the middle, it's Mark Barron and Corey Littleton, who's an impressive athlete, but maybe not the most technical linebacker. I think they're still trying to coach up some of those guys, but maybe they don't have the talent there that they've got everywhere else on the defense, even in the secondary.
And you mentioned Aaron Donald, and I think the only way to phrase it is he's an absolute freak of nature, a guy that jumps off the screen at you when you're watching the game. What did you see last week? What did he do so well to get those 4 sacks?
Yeah, I mean, he's just too versatile. He's as small as he is for a defensive tackle. It's not that he's small, but as small as he is for a defensive tackle, he's incredibly powerful and compact, so he can really develop a lot of power from his legs and push people around. He got 1 sack just pushing the offensive lineman into the quarterback. But he's also incredibly quick for a guy of his size. His hands are immediate off the snap and incredibly violent, and he has so many different things that he can do from the interior rush that he can stop the pass and the run single-handedly. He's really, I mean, he's just an impressive player. He's a Hall of Fame track guy, even this early in his career, and the Rams are lucky to have gotten him and pretty smart to have re-signed him this offseason, which they did to a record contract.
On the offensive side of the ball, this team has been one of the most impressive, if not the most impressive teams. Very quietly, Todd Gurley is leading the league in rushing with 686 yards and 11 touchdowns. It feels like he's so good, but we don't talk about him that much. What has this Rams offense done to utilize the talent that he has?
Yeah, I mean, they're just really balanced. When you talk about a guy like Todd Gurley, he's incredibly threatening in the run, but what makes him impressive is that he can do so much in the passing game, too. You get him out into space, and he's just an incredible athlete with the ball. You got that move where he likes to hurdle guys. We call it a girdle, where he just leaps over oncoming defenders. And he's incredibly good in space at figuring out how to maneuver through blocks. And I think that's really what's been impressive about the Rams. The offensive line has been fantastic this year and giving Gurley an opportunity to shine, and he's taken every advantage of it.
And do you think that Jared Goff, I know Sean McVay is kind of a quarterback whisperer, do you think Jared Goff has what it takes to win a Super Bowl with the Rams?
I think he's got what it takes. I think that what's interesting, and maybe what's interesting about this game is, you know, Jared Goff's only in the middle of his third year. This is the midpoint of his third season, so he's only halfway through his rookie contract. When we talk about somebody like Aaron Rodgers, he's got such a huge history and a resume that you don't have to really prove anything with him. He's won Super Bowls. He's won games late. Jared Goff is just kind of coming into that point of his career where we're going to feel comfortable about knowing what kind of a guy this is. I mean, when you're asking that, part of what we're alluding to is how much potential is still there left untapped. I don't know that there's a ton left on tap, and I don't know that that's a bad thing. Jared Goff has been really, really good at times. I think he just needs more opportunities against teams like the Packers and late into the season and into the postseason to show it.
One of the big breakouts, talking with Joe McAdoo from the Turf Show Times, one of the big breakouts offensively for the Rams has been Cooper Kupp. He's battling some injuries. I don't think he's going to play today, but when he does return to this offense, what is his impact?
Yeah, he's still doubtful, so I think he's probably going to be a no-go, but he's just one of those kind of do-it-all guys. The Rams have Brandon Cooks, who is the speed threat, and Robert Woods, who's more of a technical possession guy, reminds a lot of people of Isaac Bruce from The Greatest Show on Turf. Cooper Kupp is more of a guy that they didn't really have at that time. Maybe some shades of Ricky Prohl, some shades of Torrey Holt, because he's a well-rounded athlete. He's got speed, he's got quickness, he's got hands, he's a great route runner. He's a hard worker, and he's somebody that you can rely on to make the kind of throws that Jared Goff has to make before Cooper Kupp makes a break, and you throw it to a point and not necessarily to the man. Cooper Kupp's one of those guys that he can rely on, and he's been absolutely vital to this offense, and I think it just speaks to how well-rounded they are, that even for your third wide receiver, that he's as well-known a commodity as Kupp is around the league.
Of course, the Rams are the only undefeated team left in the NFL. At the beginning of the season, we knew they were going to be good. Did you ever expect they would get to the point where they're 7-0, possibly going on 8-0?
I didn't think they'd go undefeated. I mean, it's the NFL. You had Buffalo go into Minnesota a couple weeks ago and absolutely tear them up. I figured they would have stumbled along the way, and I think they have. What's been impressive is that despite those stumbles in Denver, in Seattle, they've been able to get out of those games with a win. And even against some of the better teams in the league, Minnesota and the Chargers at home earlier in the season, they managed those games on route to a W. So I think it's one of those things that I'm not surprised that they stumbled. I'm surprised that even in those stumbles, they found a way to win games. And I think that's a credit to McVay and the coaching staff for preparing guys to be able to deal with those challenges. And it's a credit to this team to be able to deal with those things in the second half and maybe a sign of a team really growing up together.
Do you think right now the Rams are the best team in football?
I think they're the best team in football, but I don't know that that says much, right? The NFL is such a balanced league where the difference between the best team and the second best team is nowhere near what it is in the NBA. So we'll have to see. I mean, you got this game this weekend. You got the Chiefs coming up in Mexico City. You got some challenges in the second half of the schedule that are going to let us know as the Rams get ready for the playoffs and try to secure a first-round bye what it means to maybe be the best team in football. But I don't have any hesitation saying that. I just don't know that it means what it might mean in other sports.
Talking with Joe McAdoo from the Turf Show Times. Joe, is there one play that sticks out to you through the course of the first seven games that just kind of cements the fact that this team is really, really good and they are a legit contender?
Yeah, I mean, you talked about Jared Goff. There was one throw he made. He's made some impressive throws this season, but there was one throw he made against Minnesota on Thursday night a couple weeks back where the play kind of broke down. And Jared Goff, you know, obviously one of the guys that's getting a lot of hype around the league is Pat Mahomes for the Kansas City Chiefs. And he does the kind of thing that, you know, Russell Wilson does, that a lot of these other talented, and maybe Aaron Rodgers even to a degree. When a play breaks down and they escape the pocket, they just make things happen. Jared Goff hasn't been that kind of a quarterback. He's not the inventor that those guys are. He's more of a game manager and a pocket passer who can do some impressive things. But against Minnesota, there was one play that broke down. He rolled out to the right and off his back foot, he threw a ball. There wasn't even a window. It was one of those NFL windows that defensive backs talk about. He had maybe 3 inches, 6 inches to place this ball. Otherwise, it either would have been intercepted or incomplete. And it made it happen to Cooper Kupp. It was one of those kind of plays where in basketball, the guy shoots a three-pointer, and you're like, no, 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 no. And then as soon as it goes in, you're like, oh, yeah, great shot. It was one of those kind of throws that we've seen Aaron Rodgers make 100 times. We haven't seen Jared Goff make a lot of those. And for him to make that throw on Thursday night, at home against the Vikings, it was one of those things that made you feel like maybe he's stepping up and maybe this is the quarterback that he's going to become, kind of what you alluded to, the kind of guy that can maybe win a Super Bowl for the Rams.
All right, so here's the big question. They're sitting at 7-0 now. What do you think their final record is when it's all said and done?
I'm going to go 14-2. I think they're going to drop a game somewhere along the way, and what might be funny and maybe not so funny, for Rams fans is I could totally see them sitting the starters in week 17. They did it a year ago against the 49ers, lost that game, and then lost in the wild card round against the Falcons. So a lot of fans felt that that kind of stymied their momentum. But if they're 14-1 going into week 17 and got the first round bye locked up, I wouldn't be surprised if the Rams do it again. The logic is the same. They got the 49ers at home again. It could be a little bit of a deja vu, but hopefully for Rams fans, the results are different once they get to the playoffs.
And finally, before I let you go, what's your score prediction for today's game against the Packers?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a big one. I see a lot of points. You know, as good as the Rams defense has played as of late, you're talking about Aaron Rodgers and, you know, game of the week, all eyes are going to be on this game. So I think there's going to be a lot of offense, a lot of points. I'll go 40-32. With a Rams win, but I think it's going to be one of those games that where we're talking about it coming out of it, it's just going to be Goff and Rodgers, where you've got two really special quarterbacks, one who's coming off of the top of his peak of his career and one who's going towards it. And maybe that's the interesting thing here is you got two guys that are at different points in their career, but really, really talented quarterbacks.
Well, Joe, I appreciate the time. Let us know where we can find you on Twitter.
Anytime, Dan. It's 3K underscore. The site's at Turf Show Times. Hit us up.
So that was Joe Macdee from the Turf Show Times. Very, very great insight, especially on the Jared Goff. I remember that throw that he was talking about against Minnesota. It was just one of those things where it was eye-popping. You know, you would never really expect Jared Goff to be a guy that makes a throw like that, and he did it, and he did it essentially all night long. That Minnesota game was really his, I guess, his coming out party to the world, saying that I am a legit starting quarterback in the NFL. So thank you to Joe Macdee.